From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome once again to our Gospel program. We're drawing near to the end of our study of John chapter 6. The verses 53 to 58 will occupy us today. Our topic is eating and drinking of Christ. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll be playing another extract from our featured sermon, Honoring the Father by Hearing the Son. We're giving away a free copy of this sermon tape to anyone who requests it. We will also be continuing our studies from the book of Job. Join me then at 9 o'clock tonight. Our hymn this morning is an old favourite, Just As I Am. It's sung for us by the SMS Singers from their CD, Hymns for the Home. After we listen, we'll be turning to John chapter 6, verses 53 to 58. Our subject this morning is eating and drinking of Christ. We have spent some time in this section of the chapter 6 of John's Gospel for the simple reason that it is one of the lengthiest portions of direct speech by the Saviour that is recorded in the Bible. In this section, the Saviour has spoken of himself as the bread of life, and how that by feeding upon him by faith, the sinner is saved. This he touches upon in verses 26 to 27, 32 to 33, 35 to 40, 47 to 51. The reaction to these sayings of the Saviour by those listening is one of unbelief and annoyance. Verse 52. The Saviour's reaction to this annoyance is not to back away or to retract his teaching, but rather to reiterate it, and that even more plainly. This we have in verses 53 to 58. We are going to consider these verses today. May the Lord bless us as we do so. Now, these words of Christ have caused men problems from the very moment they were first uttered, as verse 60 shows. They still cause problems today. The problems spring from man not wishing to accept what Christ says, and attempting to put upon his words a meaning they were never meant to bear. Let us then consider verses 53 to 58. The central truth in these verses is how sinners partake of Christ. Here in verse 53, Christ says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." This is a very important truth, hence the use of the words "verily, verily," or "truly, truly." This is a vital truth. We have already considered how that the Saviour has repeatedly called himself the bread of life in this chapter. Furthermore, he says that we must eat of this bread if we are to have eternal life. Now, just as he is not made of flour and water, and whatever other ingredients make up a loaf of bread, but rather he is speaking of himself metaphorically, as he has on those other occasions when he called himself the door and the vine, likewise we, in order to feast upon Christ the bread of life, must spiritually, not physically, eat him. That is, we must partake by faith of him. When Mary sat at the Saviour's feet, as we read in Luke chapter 10, verse 39, it says she heard his word. She was feasting upon Christ, the bread of life. We read of Lydia in Acts chapter 16 and the verse 14. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God. And Luke, the writer of Acts, says she heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Here was a woman who listened to the gospel being preached by Paul, and as a result we are told that the Lord opened her heart so that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. What was she doing? She was eating and drinking of Christ, the bread of life. As physical bread gives and sustains physical life, so believing on Christ or feasting upon him imparts spiritual life to the poor sinner. Furthermore, this is the only means of obtaining eternal life. Christ says, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." Verse 53, it is by faith in Christ alone that we receive life, eternal life. Those that do feast on Christ, by faith, shall live forever. Verse 58. note the satisfaction that comes to the one who believes in Christ. The Savior says in verse 55, "For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." Christ contrasts what happened to those who had eaten manna in the wilderness back in the days of Moses in verse 49. They died, but the one who feasts by faith on Christ shall live forever. Verse 58. They shall be raised from physical death at the last day to share eternity with Christ. Verse 54. Now, how can this be? Verses 56 and 57 answers this question. Again, we may learn from the process of us eating our physical food. As we are brought into union with the food we eat, so the one who believes on Christ is brought into union with him and partakes of his grace and life and power. The Saviour explains further in the next verse, "As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." Verse 57. As Christ was in union with his Father and was sustained by that union, so it is with the one who believes upon the Saviour and enters into union with him. They are sustained by that union. They can never perish, because he can never perish. This analogy is also seen in the Christian's conversion being likened unto a grafting into Christ. Romans chapter 11, verses 17, 19, 23, and 24. You know what happens when a gardener grafts a shoot onto another shrub or tree. He makes a cut and inserts that which he wishes to graft into the tree into the cut, and then binds it about. As a result, the little cutting will unite and soon become one with the tree. That is what happens to the soul that believes on Christ. They partake of his life and share his power and his eternity. They cannot perish, for he cannot perish. Let us close with the Saviour's words as recorded in verse 58. "He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." Live forever. Is that your hope today? It can be yours if you but trust in Christ. May this be the day when you come to Christ as a sinner and receive him as your Savior. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.